First, petrol and politics are again proving a volatile mix on both sides of federal parliament. For the third time in 2 weeks, the issue of how to tackle high petrol prices has caused a politician to recant. The opposition's position on the proposed price monitoring fuel watch scheme isn't clear, and the Prime Minister is refusing to guarantee that it won't cause a rise in petrol prices. High fuel prices are also causing real difficulty outside the confines of Parliament and not just in household budgets. Qantas has responded to the rising cost of fuel by cutting services and jobs. Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis reports from Canberra.
There's a lot of humble pie being eaten at Parliament House these days. The Resources Minister, Martin Ferguson, had day two of the pie diet, asked about his advice to Cabinet that the fuel watch scheme was anti-competitive, would hurt business and not deliver benefits to those least able to pay.
And as part of a normal Cabinet process, views are tested and the best policy comes out of open and robust debate.
Order.
I simply say that I fully support the Cabinet decision on fuel watch.
The Shadow Treasurer, Malcolm Turnbull, can't change his diet a week and a half after his reservations about the Liberals' petrol excise cut proposal were leaked. On Sydney Radio 2UE this morning, he was still having to tuck in.
No, I'm not embarrassed at all about this. I mean, you know, we have a discussion about what our proposal will be on fuel excise.
And it's not a diet confined to the front bench. Western Australian Liberal Senator and backbencher Judith Adams ate a hearty slice after these comments this morning about the Fuel Watch scheme.
I think Fuel Watch is working.
Just after lunch, she issued a press release saying she wanted to make it clear she doesn't support the part of the scheme which sets prices 24 hours in advance, and she'll be opposing it in the Senate. But will she? The opposition's position isn't that clear. One coalition senator this morning suggested Fuel Watch would be opposed in the upper house. The opposition Senate leader, Nick Minchin, says no decision has been made and he's waiting to see the legislation. Malcolm Turnbull says the advance price-setting part will be opposed, but the rest supported. All manna from heaven for the Prime Minister.
So we have Senator Adams saying this is a fantastic piece of policy. We have Senator McGoran saying, despite the fact that Senator Adams thinks that it's a fantastic piece of policy, the Senate's going to vote against it. Then the member for Wentworth says we're going to have half of it, but not the other half of it, even though they voted against all of it yesterday. And where does the Leader of the Opposition stand in all this? Nobody knows where the Leader of the Opposition stands on this.
The Office of the Opposition Leader, Brendan Nelson, has clarified the Coalition's position, saying the price-setting part of the scheme will be opposed in the Senate. The Prime Minister says the government is backing the consumer, while the Coalition is the party of big oil. But asked four times, once at a press conference and three times by Dr. Nelson, he's still refusing to give guarantees about the scheme's impact.
Why won't the Prime Minister guarantee that Australians won't pay a cent more for petrol under Fuel Watch?
If I know one thing about the Australian people, is that they are sick and tired of politicians making irresponsible promises.
The opposition is determined to hand out more humble pie, targeting two other ministers on the advice they provided to Cabinet. The Small Business Minister, Craig Emerson, was asked what advice he had given.
Of course I had an interest in the impact of Fuel Watch on small business, and so I made some inquiries. Those inquiries revealed, for example, that upon the introduction of Fuel Watch in Western Australia in the period from 2001 to 2007, the number of independents has gone up quite substantially.
The Finance Minister, Lindsay Tanner, was less revealing about his thoughts when asked by Peter Dutton.
Has the Minister for Finance advised his colleagues of any concerns, including about the regulatory impact on small business of Labor's Fuel Watch scheme?
I contributed to discussions within the government about the government's policy and I support the government's policy.
There's more trouble to be had in the politics of petrol, with no sign oil prices are coming down. It's not just trouble in Australia. In Europe, there are demonstrations and calls for action, and the French president is suggesting the value-added tax on oil be suspended. It's also not confined to politics. After hiking fares twice in the last month because of high fuel prices, Qantas has announced today that it's cutting flights and probably staff. The cut is the equivalent of grounding six aircraft, and it's still looking at its international operations. The chief executive, Jeff Dixon, says the magnitude of the changes will mean cuts to staff numbers. Rising prices for motorists and the prospect of job cuts will only add up to more pressure on the government to act.
Lyndall Curtis, and Lyndall joins me now because yet another cabinet leak this evening has the federal government in damage control. A short time ago, Channel 9 reported that four government departments had advised that the government's planned fuel watch scheme could lead to an increase in petrol prices. Lyndall Curtis, what do we know about this leak now?
Well, the information we have comes from the Channel 9 report, but if it's correct, it's a significant cabinet leak because, as you said, it's information from four government departments, the Department of Resources and Energy, which we know had reservations about the scheme because the Minister Martin Ferguson wrote as much in a letter to the cabinet, but also the industry department, the finance department, and you'll have heard in my package that the finance minister was a little non-committal in his answer to Parliament when asked about the advice given to the cabinet, but also advice from the Prime Minister's own department, which, along with the industry department, warns that that the scheme has the potential to increase the price at the pump, the petrol price at the pump.
This is because of an increased layer of bureaucracy on small business.
An increased layer of bureaucracy, and one of the departments also says that the putting the 24-hour price strategy in, that petrol stations have to set prices for 24 hours, could be anti-competitive, and that has the capacity to increase petrol prices by putting a price floor underneath. The departments also warn about the impact on businesses, saying it has the capacity to increase the regulatory burden on business by about $20.7 million in the first year. Another department says it could increase the burden on business for each business by about $4,000 a year.
It, I suppose, takes some of the heat off Martin Ferguson. His department is not the only one anymore, but it's quite extraordinary that the Prime Minister, isn't it? Extraordinary that the Prime Minister would have ignored advice from his own department as well as these other three?
Yes, well, it may take some of the heat off Martin Ferguson. He's got some good company around him now that's been made public. But it is extraordinary that that these are four big departments. These are the major economic departments apart from Treasury. So there's some serious heads thinking about this. It also does give some reason why the Prime Minister wouldn't give a guarantee, as he's been asked over the last couple of days, that petrol prices wouldn't increase 1 cent or even by 1 cent as a result of the Fuel Watch scheme. And this will certainly bolster the opposition, which has been having quite a good week after a bad week last week, certainly bolster the opposition, who had their own reservations about the Fuel Watch scheme.
We're expecting a fairly rapid response from the government?
Yes, yes. The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, is due to give a press conference in about 10 minutes. So we'll find out what the government has to say then.
Lyndall Curtis, thank you very much.